part of your community. This is your local station, 89.3
2GLF. Right now on Nostalgia Time, we have a very important guest here with us this morning, and his name is John Anderson, and he's the chairman of the Residents Against Intermodal Development at Moorebank. I'd like to welcome him now. Good morning, John.
Okay, John. Thanks for having us on your program.
That's good. And, John, whereabouts are you a resident in the matter of this?
Well, I live in Wattle Grove in Anzac Road, probably about 400 metres from where they want to build this proposed intermodal.
Is that the area where it's the old armament storage area?
Well, it's a site of the old defence warehouse storage.
Yes.
There's two sites. There's one on the left-hand side of Moorebank Avenue, which is our defence storage, and the right-hand side is the old School of Military Engineer, and those are associated battalions.
Is that around the Moorebank Avenue area?
They're all around the Moorebank Avenue area.
Hmm. All right, then. And the effect of the intermodal development, is that backed by any government bodies?
Well, both state and federal governments, they're in favour of it because they think it's a desirable development.
Yes.
It's not desirable because it's got a huge impact on the local residents. And for a start, they won't get the vehicles on the roads for a start, you know.
Hmm. What impact on the residents does it have?
Well, as you probably realise, diesel emissions is classified by the World Health Organization as a Class 1 carcinogenic material. It's made up of 40 dangerous chemicals. And the World Health Organization say that 3.5 million people die each year in regards to outdoor air pollution. Now, that is our huge concern because the pollution it'll bring to the area will be enormous. And they're trying to sort of hide the impact on the area, which is disgraceful, yeah.
So the local government is for it or against it?
Oh, no, they're on our side. The Liverpool Council is on our side, and we're very thankful to have their sort of backing because they're doing a lot of good work for us. And I'm very pleased that they're backing us, but I'm afraid the state and the federal government are totally for the project, and they're backing the both SEMPTA and the MICL, which are the two proponents in the sort of projects. We're trying to get the message out that it just cannot happen in this area because the impact on the area is too great. And for a start, they won't get all the vehicles on the road. And there's much better location away from heavy residential areas.
Where would you propose that may occur?
Well, the Liverpool Council is saying that it should be at Badgerys Creek, in conjunction with the new airport there. But the research has shown that 45% of the containers are normally headed for the Eastern Creek Wetherill Park area. That's where the prison warehouse is now. So we're saying that's a more logical thing. Because in those areas you'd have much less residents to sort of that would be affected because the health impact on residents is enormous because diesel emissions is about 10 times the health atrocities to the residents than petrol fumes because this is something that they're covering them all the time. Now, Liverpool, I believe, has got one of the worst health areas in Australia, and I've heard that they've got the third highest number of people with disability. Now, I just cannot believe that they're trying to do it to an area.
Yeah. Now, what about the residents themselves in the immediate area of, say, Anzac Road and Moorebank Avenue, which is pretty practically nil, but around about Anzac Road goes all the way up to, I can't think of the name of the road, but towards Hammondville anyway.
Or down towards Wattle Grove Drive and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, we'll see. What's recently put residents off aside is it that they've gave information to one of our people in our group that they're going to realign the road to sort of go further closer to the residents. It shows how stupid the whole sort
to
of...
To go closer to?
Or the residents.
All right. Yeah.
They're going to realign the road.
The actual impact on all the residents won't have any effect on the rest of, for instance, New South Wales.
Well, it's going to have a huge effect on a big population of Sydney because they plan to take the containers from a lot of the containers they want to send by rail from Port Bonney out to Liverpool or to Moorebank. Now, we know that the pollution on these locomotives are 18 times greater than the normal diesel trucks. And they're going to do up to about 42 trips a day if they get what they want. Now, the pollution they're going to spread to the area is going to be enormous. Now, I've got information from overseas and I found out that it will move about 50 tonnes of pollution, particulate pollution, PM 2.5 and PM 2.10, which is the minor thing. If they get in your lungs, you have got great health risks.
So you're talking about parts per million.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's only going to affect the immediate area, you're saying?
No, it's going to affect all the southwest of Sydney because all the traffic's got to come through Liverpool. As you probably realise, the M5, all the traffic goes through Liverpool. We have huge traffic flows now, similar to what the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Ian has a question for you.
No, we were talking about the people that were under 30. How does this apply when you think that there's a lot of people under 30, but there are a lot of people over 30?
Oh, of course there is. But
and it's going to affect them just as much, isn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah. See, it's going to have huge impact, the young and the old, you know, because it's going to cause cancer, it's going to cause asthma, it's going to cause cardiovascular things, noted to cause a number of... There's a number of sort of side effects of diesel emissions, and which are always covered up.
But you say that it's going to cause this. What you're saying really is you're expecting it to happen because this has happened in the past in other places?
Yeah, well, this is research that's been collected from all over the world. Now, Australia, they've done a study. There was an article back in May last year with the Sydney Morning Herald, where Australia had increased numbers of air pollution by 68%, where other areas said the countries had levelled off or decreased their things. So Australia is not sort of recognising air pollution and the impacts on the community, you know, which is disgraceful.
Well, let's leave that just for a moment. I was looking at the position that they want to put everything in, the intermodals in the Moorebank area. Now, no matter where they put it, am I correct in thinking intermodals are going to be necessary in the industry to get all the transport together, rail, road and the warehousing? It's got to happen somewhere. And how can one possibly sort of say, well, you can't have it here, but you can have it there, because the same effects are going to be in both places, aren't they?
Well, see, the federal government's policy is to have inland freight lines. Now, we believe that it'd be much more logical to have a freight line from, say, Glenfield through Badgers Creek up north. It would bypass a huge number of heavy residential areas. Now, we are not the only people that have been having trouble with these type of things. There's other areas that's having trouble with freight. Like, I've been talking to a person from Epping, and they've got similar problems over there, you know. Now, one of the thing is noise. Noise, they won't be able to mitigate the noise, because it's been found in Port Bondi that the noise travels for about 3 kilometres. Now, in two Ks of where there's an intermodal site, there's 39,000 residents. So there's going to be 39,000. They're not going to mitigate against that. Impossible.
The planning, of course, has been going on for some years now.
Oh, of course,
considerable number of years.
Oh,
and that all costs money. So what happens now if they want to start changing all the planning? Are we just saying now, well, we've spent all this money on planning, but we've got to throw it out now? Now, that's taxpayers' money. How are people going to feel about that?
Well, the planning has been atrocious. And now, well, we've got two traffic modellers in our group, and they estimate that 34 intersections will have to be upgraded. They've got no intentions to do that. Now, they've estimated that these upgrades will cost $2.9 billion. Now, the current estimate of the federal government is that it's going to cost $300 million to the federal government. Well, I'm afraid they're very low on what they're going to expenditure they're going to have for this project. Now, we know that these sort of things are going to come, but they should be in the right area where it's not going to have a huge impact on a huge population. Now in the southwest of Sydney, in the next 25 years, there's another 450,000 new residents going to come to this. So that's another 450,000 new residents who can be impacted. Now, I think that's disgraceful, yeah. So the present and future residents, I think, should be demanding more sort of consideration, yeah.
Has any thought been given to the Badgerys Creek area? Has it got anywhere yet, or is it just talk?
Well, it's only talk at this time, because the local council has been lobbying the state and federal government, saying that there'd be more sort of feasible at the Badgerys Creek airport in line with the new airport, because that's where a lot of heavy. What I know is that by 2030, the road traffic on the M5 is going to be increased by 10 times what it presently is. So there's no way that with these 10,000 trucks and up to 22,000 small vans and cars, they won't be able to fit on our roads, because the M5 will be... So the only way they can sort of do any impact on the M5 is to put it over towards that way and put jobs over there so that take the pressure off the M5.
Otherwise, so there'll be more jobs in the area?
Oh, I believe there'd be more jobs over there, because it'd be more logical area where they can have the jobs there, and it'll have less impact on residents because they haven't got the same residential numbers over there.
So will unemployment be lower?
Well, we'll see. The council's idea is that where they want to put the site in, they want to have sort of like housing along the Georges River. They could have huge sort of apartment buildings, because they really are going to build some of the things in the process now. So they're saying that along the Georges River, they want housing for the residents there, and also like a mixed development there in some part of the thing. So they believe that they'll get about 10 times more jobs there than the intermodal will bring, because intermodal are becoming very automated, because there's Asiano, which is a different sort of company. They've already automated one of their terminals there, and they're sort of trended for driverless trains, driverless trucks. So you know, the jobs will be much better, in a much better sort of mixed development in that location.
So you don't think that the intermodal development at Moorebank will create more jobs as a result of having the intermodal there?
No, no, no.
And it won't have more shops and more increased turnovers for people who are living in the area, still want... There's going to be a lot more, as you just said, there's going to be a lot more residential situations there. So where are those people going to go for work?
Well, see, there's people in Moorebank complaining now of high-rise development now, but I've stated quite openly that sort of high rise should be placed along here where the George River on the intermodal side.
It's already happening, John.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's already there.
Yeah, but we would rather have sort of high rise development on the George River than a container terminal, which is going to destroy a lot of our residents' health and sort of lives and that. The cancer risk is going to be enormous.
Yeah, you've sort of said about cancer, but we're actually talking about residents who are moving into the area, so...
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the residents who are moving in there, because most of them don't even know what's going on. They're never told about that there's a new development, so they buy properties, and when they find out that they're sort of aghast, they're shocked.
Have there been any surveys in regards to people getting cancer as a result of the intermodal?
Well, there's been huge sort of surveys done overseas in California and Europe.
Now here. Here in Australia.
Well, they don't, because they don't have proper standards over in Australia. So this is what we're talking about. No proper standards. There's no proper standards on the pollution on the locomotives. They're currently sort of trying to create a clean air seminar and studies now, but that's going to take a while before they finish that. So we believe that they should sort of look at the impact on the areas now, not another 3 or 4 months, years, when it's going to be too late. Yeah. Mm.
So, John, what has been put in place, in summary, I suppose, is what I'm trying to get at now, what has been put in place for you to have and your group to have another hearing, either with the local government or the state government, or even federal for that matter? What is going to happen? Have you been set a target time as to when there's going to be a hearing for when you're going to be able to have your say about the intermodal at Moorebank?
Well, the present indications up to it is there's going to be a Planning Assessment Commission hearing in the future.
What sort of backing from the residents? In other words, how many people are in your residential group against the intermodal development at Moorebank?
Well, we've currently got about 10 to 15 people on our committee, and then we sort of have sort of meetings, and the council sort of, both the Liberal Council, the federal member Craig Kelly, and the local members Melanie Gibbons, they put out regular pamphlets saying what they're doing to stop the intermodal. So I'm also a member of the No Intermodal Committee of the Liberal Council, because there's five local members on that. So I'm on two committees. I'm on the chairman of the residents against intermodal development. Also, I'm a member of the No Intermodal Committee of the Liverpool Council.
Mr. John Anderson, folks, who happens to be the chairperson of the residents against the intermodal development at Moorebank, and we do hope that you've gotten some information out of this interview. John, do you have a telephone number where people can contact you? Mind you, you've got to be careful, because they'll ring you on this number.
Well, I've put numerous articles on for a number of years, and I always put my mobile number, 0409-368-603, and I'm willing to take calls from anybody.
Yes, we actually have that number here anyway. So it's 0409-368-603.
Our committee has got a Facebook page, Raid Moorebank. I regularly sort of do sort of articles on that, and I think we've got about...
So people can look that up on Facebook if they want.
Yeah, and Liberal Council, they've got things on there. They've got Liverpool Listens, which also looks at the page. Plus also our committee, we've got website name www.moorebank.org, and they can gain information.
All right then. Ian, do you have anything else that you wish to add?
Thank you for being here this morning, John, and giving us the information we've got. We didn't know much about it before.
No.
And that's helped to clear up a few things for us.
Thank you very much, John.
Thanks for your
time. And thank you, Ian, too.
Thank you.